special guest, Desmond Walker, pass rush specialist, helps a bunch of guys around the NFL. We're talking about edge guys and pass rushers.
He's working with Oren during the commercial break. Just did 15 burpees.
Wow.
Oren just passed out.
Well, is he okay? Did you get him some water?
You okay? How you feeling, big boy? I mean, are you sweating out there?
Like I'm going to get 7 sacks right now.
See, he just improved Oren's performance in just a commercial break.
It's incredible. Hey, man, I want to remind you, Ford the One is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Wouldn't that be something? Oren shows up
by the way,
camp.
By the way, you ever do burpees at the gym?
Oh, brutal.
Hell no.
Brutal.
I mean, I know people do them. I know they serve a purpose.
Brutal.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Hell, I haven't done legs, I told you yesterday, since 87.
It's like those up-downs in football that your coach used to make you do, right? And you just, you know,
right.
We're going to do 100. You're like, what?
Yeah.
And you get to like 50. Get up, son. You're like, I can't make it. My arms hurt.
And by the way, at the gym, I hate people that take their workout all over the gym, you know, doing the deep leg bends. Or just, you know, stay over in your spot. Go do that in the parking lot. Get out of my face.
Hey, man, Desmond, Falcon fans are digging this and getting some insight. Again, he trains, has trained Leonard Floyd, who we spoke with yesterday on the show. If you guys missed it, it's online at Odyssey.com. Talked about Rook and his belief there. And I want to start with Arnold Ebiketie before we get to our rookies. You feel like he's in a really good spot, Arnold Ebiketie?
No, absolutely. I feel like Arnold Ebiketie is in the absolute spot just because, one, we didn't see the flashes. He didn't felt a lot of the good, the bad, and now he knows what he needs to improve on the aspect of getting more sacks into the quarterback. But absolutely, Arnold Ebiketie blowing up for 10 sacks, that would not surprise me at all at the end of the season. Not one bit. You know, I like with the plan that we have going forward into the season, and with him sticking with the plan, man, I wouldn't be surprised to see a new double-digit sacker in the NFL next year with Arnold Ebiketie.
I hope so.
Well, because the thing is, and there's a couple guys, we talk a lot about Pitts, but on the defensive side, this is a contract year. This is his last year. He's been solid. Not like he's been bad. He's been solid. And we can debate, has he had the supporting cast? Is this a year because of what we've added, what we just talked about last segment, where Ebiketie pops? But, I mean, if not for the Falcons, he's working for a contract with somebody else.
No, absolutely. And adding more in-depth into it, you got with Flo and Ebiketie, you got two different types of rushers on each different side. You know, it's almost like yin and yang. You got a power guy and you got a speed guy.
Yeah.
So that naturally they just, you know, it works together off rip right there.
Dez, I want to get your opinions. And again, just generally speaking, we haven't seen Jalen Walker in a Falcon uniform yet. So we're waiting to see that. We're seeing Pierce at practice. And again, we're talking a little bit more about him over the last few days because Jalen has been in – hold on, let me get it right, Mike. He has been in the program. It is modified practice plan.
What does that mean?
Who knows? What?
You know what that means? None of your business. That's what that means.
It's true. That's
exactly what that means. Yeah. You know what? We need a rim shot, but Oren's passed out from those burpees.
Yeah.
So tell us your thoughts on Jalen, his ability, man. And then, again, not to compare and contrast, because I think they're two different dudes, too. I'm talking about Pierce and Jalen. What do you think about
those
guys?
For sure, they're two different dudes. You know, even though with them being two different dudes, I feel like the Falcon organization will keep it simple for them. Simple early. You know, they're going to have vets to, you know, rely on in terms of the aspect of not just – it's not always just X and O's. Like, what do you do as an NFL player? You know, and getting a little bit of insight when you're an NFL player, you can't just go to practice, go home, get on NCAA. No, you got to do the extra stuff to help you get over the hump. So they're going to learn on that aspect. But the good thing is they got vets, even though they was taken early, relatively early or whatnot. But I can see them being asked to do one thing and just going out – because – y'all know we're craving for pass rush.
Yes,
you know,
right.
Bottom of the league last 2 years, so that's really
every
gonna be
year.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be like that, but
spill
the beans. So you know they're gonna be asked to do that, and I think with them doing a good job of that, they're gonna keep spooning mm-hmm. each and next element of where they want them to be. So you know who's gonna be better early? I mean, hey. You can go, like, it depends who's going to be the strong side, who's going to be the weak side, who's going to have more, you know, two-way goals. You know, we're not on the inside to know that aspect. We just need to see them on the field. And then, you know, let's just see the flashes and just go from there.
We talked a lot about, you know, it's Jalen Walker. We were surprised. If you're just tuning in, guys, Desmond Walker's with us, guys, pass rush expert. We were talking about him working out with a number of guys, Falcons, familiarity with Chuck Smith and his program. We were talking about, you know, okay, wow, this guy just fell to his attention, Jalen Walker. Then we get Pierce. We're talking about Pierce's upside. There were a couple other guys. One of the guys we were talking about earlier off the air is Mike Green, who winds up in Baltimore with Chuck.
Mike.
That's a guy that Carl and I were talking about all pre-draft. What do you think he's going to be?
Man, Mike Green and Chuck Smith, shoot. Dang. I mean, I don't know Phil Jackson. And, I mean, I don't know how you want to call it. When they got when you got a pass rush coach and then a dude that just live, breathe, and eat, Pat, man, it's gonna be some good talks in terms of how they can create different chaos in different ways. Because it's going to be to a point where, like, man, let's just focus on hitting the quarterback. We know we're going to get sacks. So now when you can hit the quarterback and get sacks, man, you're just causing so much pressure in different avenues of production, and you're helping the back end too. Man, that's going to be a deadly combination with Chuck and Mike Green.
Well,
but
it's funny you bring that up because, like, I feel like we, as the Falcons, and I think we filled our needs, right? Because I said go defense. I don't care every pick. Mm. They did.
Okay.
I think the sixth or seventh round guy was an offensive lineman. But I look at that situation, and they went Green. Well, they went Malachi Starks first, right, out of Georgia. And then they went Green, I think it was. And the point is, like, they already have dudes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they added to that. And that's like when you start talking about a Super Bowl caliber type defense, like this is why I believe they're going to be back in the mix on top of the fact they got Lamar and all that stuff. But like Josh Allen, the Bills, Mike, they drafted for exactly what they needed, and they feel like it's going to get them over the hump against the Kansas City Chiefs because that's who everybody's got to beat. And it's just, it's interesting, man. Like, you think, oh, we got enough. No. We're going to double down on that and continue to draft these guys.
And going to your point, is this draft was different. You know, we didn't see all these defensive linemen and linebackers. Heck, you have Kyle Kanara, who's a dog. He was the defensive top player with the Nagurski Award winner later in the draft. So now, in this era, kind of like them J.J. Watt drafts where it was just a plethora of guys that came out. You're going to see this in these next couple of years in this new era of D linemen or whatnot, but
because of what they're more versatile.
No, it's just more. It's just one of them. I mean, I had a scout I talked to during the season last year. It was the first time that they weren't going to college games watching quarterbacks. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So now we're in the new. In the draft showed that. You know what I'm saying? So now my aspect of it is there's going to be a lot of new emerging guys from different areas. Like even when Max Crosby came out late. Did everybody know he was going to be?
No.
Right. That's my point. It's going to be a lot of those guys. Now, you just hope that you got the guy on that end. But, man, this draft was unique. This might not happen another 4-5 years because now next year's focus is going to be what? Something different, more on the offensive side. And it's going to keep flipping. And then it might go to O-line. So, you know, we're just going to have to see, man. Only time will tell.
Right, the 2011 draft that Julio got drafted in, that was a draft with T.J. Watt and Kerrigan and
Alden
Smith.
Yeah, for sure, there you go. Yeah.
All those, I mean, it was just a bunch of dudes that came out in that draft. Because, we talked about Shamar Stewart just got his deal. But to Desmond's point, the highest paid guys, it's quarterbacks, and it's the guys trying to get the quarterbacks on the ground. Then you could throw some wide receivers in that mix. That's one thing. We've got to go get things cooking now while we got our quarterback under contract. Yeah. We were talking about last year, Jared Verse. And I got excited FSU tickets watching him play every year. This guy's a beast. They had Fisk. They lose Aaron Donald, but that's a team that's really drafted that position well.
They didn't stocked up. They had Kobe Turner.
Right.
You know, he's up there with 9-8. I mean, they had one big old dinosaur, you know, T-Rex. Now they got a bunch of what's the miniature
Raptors?
Raptors. They got Raptors everywhere. So, right. So they did it the right way, man. They
and hopefully we're right doing, and we're kind of hopefully doing the same because Raheem was part of that process.
Yeah, for sure.
Des, before we get out of here again, Desmond Walker. People are already asking us. I get it. I just got it. Does he train high school kids? Because we're in a high school crazy state,
absolutely.
Right? I mean, it is. So, just out of curiosity, I know you've talked about the college guys that you train, but do you train high school guys?
Absolutely. I've been training high school guys forever. I train high school guys. I have high school events throughout the off season and in season. You know, I train mainly out of Suwannee and sometimes in Chamblee as well. So I'll mix it up back and forth. I had guys like Mikael Williams, Chris Miller at Georgia, who I've been training since ninth grade and going all the way up. A lot of guys, when you're in high school and you feel like you want your son to turn that corner or not just be dominant in high school, you want them to be dominant at the college level, you can reach out to me on Instagram at DEZ_55. both on IG, TikTok. If you would like to reach out on Facebook, it's under Pass Rush Specialist. Nice. So either or that you can reach out to me. But I'm just letting you know right now, if you want your son to dominate, if your son not dominating and he's on the bench, same deal. It doesn't matter. I don't care if he has 5 stars, 4 stars, 2 stars. He don't even know about stars. Mm-hmm. You know, if you playing 8-man football, send him over here and I'll get them pass rush and I'll get them dominating during the season.
Mykel Williams, we just talked about this draft class. We were surprised he went ahead of Jalen Walker. But, you know, that's John Lynch, the 49ers. They saw what you were working with, and they see the upside for Mykel Williams.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Mykel's a dog, man. And him going that high, you know, didn't surprise me on that aspect. But, like I said, it's about
–
teams are looking for fit. Do he fit here? So even if you go higher, you might be worthy of a draft pick, but certain teams, they want 6'4" D tackles. Now you might get some teams that they'll take a 6'5", 5'11" D tackle that can get upfield. So it really depends on what squad it is. It's not even about 1, 2, 3, 4. Now financially, it's a different story. But from an aspect of having success individually, it fit matters.
One last thing. I'm looking at all these guys that you've trained, and a lot of them, you know, elite guys. Would you say the one thing that they all have in common, whether it's Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, Parsons, who's about to get his – should get his deal, motor, how big of that plays into this?
Oh, motor is
– because all these guys, they fall into that category, right?
For sure.
Like the elite guys, there's a lot of good guys. Yeah. But then these elite guys, it's like their motor is different.
Oh, for sure. You got to have motor. The way I like to phrase it is, so a lot of – in this era, because remember, this era is a little bit different from back then, from the exposure of pass rush. They see all these different combinations, all these different types of pass rush move, the spin to a rip to a hump to sometimes you just got to finish. You know, we didn't see pass rushers can lead the NFL in sacks, but they can't. You got to treat your finish just as important as your move or your technique. So when you see these guys, like you said, motor, some guys, they'll spin, miss, get put on their butt, get back up, keep, like you said, man, best pass. John Randall, couldn't stop his motor, man.
Don't want to.
Couldn't stop his motor. Right. Robert Mathis, man, all them guys, man, this era, probably one of the best motors, Max Crosby, man. Now, when you put motor and technique together.
Dangerous
now.
Yeah.
Dangerous, for sure.
Good stuff, man. Des Walker, appreciate you. Desmond Walker, guys, right here in the A. And guys are coming through, and you just never know. Man, we hope the Falcons pass rush is going to be improved. And he got some real insight today with Desmond.
I guess now we go, that's Des Walker, Joe. Like we do with Chuck Spinn.
Hey, appreciate you guys for having me, man. So I want to tell everybody out there, all the pass rush family, live life every day like it's 3rd and 8.
Oh, there it is.
I like it.